Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Midnight Crossroad by Charlene Harris, narrated by Susan Bennett, and directed by Teresa Buchheister.
You might pass through the town of Midnight without noticing it, if there weren't a stoplight at the intersection of Witchlight Road and the Davy Highway. Most of the town residents are very proud of the stoplight because they know that without it, the town would dry up and blow away. Because there's that pause, that moment to scan the storefronts, maybe three cars a day do stop. And those people, more enterprising or curious, or lower on gas than most, might eat at the home cooking restaurant, or get their nails done at the antique gallery and nail salon, or fill up their tanks and buy a soda at Gas and Go. The really inquisitive ones always go to Midnight Pawn. It's an old building, the oldest building in town. In fact, it was there before the town grew up around it, before there were two roads to intersect. The pawn shop, situated at the northeast corner of the intersection, is stone, like most buildings, in Midnight. Rock is easier to come by than timber in West Texas. The colors, beige, brown, copper, tan, cream, lend a certain charm to any house, no matter how small or ill-proportioned. Fiji Cavanaugh's cottage, on the south side of Witchlight Road, is a prime example. It was built in the 1930s. Fiji, I'm named for the country, my mom and dad like to travel, doesn't know the exact year. Her great-aunt, Mildred Leffler, left it to Fiji. It has a stone-flagged front porch big enough for two large urns full of flowers and a little bench.